Carolina. Hello, Lamont. I thought I heard you, son.
Yeah, I heard you too, Liberace.
Huh?
Nothing. Just grab that box of bottles and don't touch what's on the front seat. What did I just say?
You said don't touch what's on the front seat.
Then don't touch it.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Well, what's in it?
You'll see. Didn't I tell you? Never mind.
Well, what's eating you?
What were you doing in there, man? Preparing for another concert tour? You and Fats Domino. You just go on and on, don't you? Gee, Monetti, what a talent. What a gift. And all in them 10 dirty little fingers.
What are you talking about, huh?
And I'm talking about you sitting around here all day getting your jollies on that piano while I'm out there in that jungle slaving my guts out. Now, that's what I'm talking about. Go get me the funnel.
Now, listen.
Get the funnel. I mean, are you running this joint or aren't you? Now, if you done retired, just tell me. I mean, that's okay. Just let me know, and I'll find you one of them old folks' homes where you can sit around all day playing checkers and eating grits.
You finished?
Yeah, just about. One of these days, I'm gonna split this joint, man, because I'm getting sick and tired of doing all the work around here while you play that piano.
Let me tell you something, boy. I wasn't playing that piano. I was cleaning that piano. That's the best thing we got in the place, and I want to keep it looking good. And I do run this joint, and I work just as hard as you do, maybe harder.
Uh-huh.
I do.
Go see if we got any bourbon up there.
Sorting, ranging, selling.
Bourbon.
Coordinate. That's what I do. I'll coordinate here. I coordinate everything in here.
Oh, wow. Say, Lamont, what does your old man do? Why, my old man is a coordinator in a junkyard. I gotta get out of here. This is ridiculous.
Why are you always talking about leaving? If you just be patient, I'll be gone soon, and all this will be yours.
Are you serious? Do you think I'm gonna stay in this ridiculous business all my life? I'm going on to bigger and better things.
Like what?
Like shipbuilding.
Shipbuilding?
Yeah, that's right, shipbuilding. With what I know about iron and steel, man, I could become a millionaire. Just like that Greek cat that married Jackie Kennedy. And you know something? He started out poor, just like me.
Only one difference.
What's that?
He started out a Greek.
Will you go get the bourbon?
You know, boy, one of these days, I won't be around. I'll be going to join your mother.
Why don't you stop?
No, that's the way it happens. The wife dies, and the husband follows, usually of a broken heart. I was reading in the paper the other day, wife dies, the mate follows.
Hey, Pop, now you know Mama's been dead for 23 years.
Well, sometimes it takes a little longer. And to tell you the truth, I'm surprised I've been around this long with his heart.
Yeah, me too. Now, you know, you've been complaining about your heart for as long as I can remember. Now, they say if you have 3 heart attacks, you'll die. Now, Pop, you done had at least 15.
Hey, don't cork that. Let me have a little taste.
No, now, this is for when we have company.
Company? We ain't had no company since we've been here. Now, give me a little taste of that.
How do you expect me to build a bar if you drink it all? I said no.
Just one little taste.
I said no. Now, get out of here.
Uh-oh. Now you've done it. You really got me upset. This is a bad one. Oh.
Is it a tight feeling across the chest?
Yes.
Pain in the back and left shoulder?
Yes.
A little dizziness, kind of sick to your stomach?
Yes.
I guess you have a number 16 then. Come on out here and help me unload this truck.
What luck. Ungrateful son, lonely existence, bad heart, and not one lousy piece of brass. Say, son, where would you go? I mean, if you did leave.
I just told you, I got plans. I just can't stand being poor like this.
Poor? You think this is poor? When I was a kid, it was 7 of us in the family. 7. We slept in the same room, same bed, same underwear. That's poor. When I was a youngster, I wore 1 pair of tennis shoes, 5 years. Wore them out up to the name on the ankle. Do you know them shoes they had called Keds? I wore mine till it said Kss. Now that's poor. You think you're doing bad? Boy, you're rolling in a lap of luxury here. Hey, what's in there?
No, just keep your hands off this and get back. Now, this thing is very fragile, and if you make me trip and fall, well, you better not make me trip and fall. Open that door. Good door. Now, get out the way. Get out the way. Come on. Just go over there and sit down. Now, I'll show you this thing when I'm ready. Sit. Sit. Good boy. Got some here, Pop. I want to show you. You ain't seen nothing like this. Look at that. Now the mark on it. It's perfect. Don't you? Perfect. That's what it is. It's perfect.
Looks like a pretty good piece of china.
China? You can't even tell china from porcelain. Pop, this is porcelain. Genuine porcelain.
So it's porcelain.
So it's porcelain. Now, there's the difference right there between a junk dealer, which is you, and a collector, which is me. Now, see, I reads all about this stuff. Now, china is the common name for all kinds of dishware, and that includes crockery. Now, porcelain is of hard paste. It's white, thin, and translucent when held up to the light. A thing of beauty. Class. That's me. I am porcelain. You are crockery.
How would you like one across your lips? You know, you're not too big to get one across your lips.
Okay, Pop, but just look at it. Now look here underneath. Now you see those cross swords?
Can't see them.
Well, go get your glasses.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll go get my glasses. I bet I'll see them then.
You see?
No, I can't see it yet.
You see?
Wait a minute. I got some here. Here's some good ones here.
You see?
Wait a minute.
You see?
Ah, yeah, I see them now.
Now, that's the trademark from some famous company. Now, that means this thing is valuable.
But if they are real, how'd you get your hands on it?
Okay, I'm gonna tell you. I'm driving along a street in Hollywood, see? Cherokee, Vista, I don't remember. But it's in a neighborhood where a lot of old movie stars live now. Retired, Social Security, you know. Anyway, I'm driving along and I'm looking for a garage sale or a house that's being wrecked. all of a sudden, there's this woman standing out by the curb, messing around in the trash cans in front of a house.
White woman?
Yeah. She's got orange hair. She's got orange hair, and she's wearing a negligee.
Don't mess around with him, boy.
This negligee was one of them see-through things, and she was wearing a pair of mules.
Don't fool around with them, especially if they're wearing them mules.
Pop, this woman was about 90 years old.
Ain't nothing on earth uglier than a 90-year-old white woman.
The negligee was kind of torn, see? And one of them mules was missing a pom-pom.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm sure she was an old movie star.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean from the silent flicks. Now, she had to be in the silence, Pop, because she was old and she had a terrible voice.
Mm-hmm.
Come here, sonny. I want to show you this page.
Yeah, that's the way they talk.
Yeah. So, she called me over, see?
Mm-hmm.
And she started telling me about this antique piece that she had. She said the only reason that she was willing to sell it was that she didn't have no money, you know. She said all she wanted was $10 for it. I got to thinking, Pop, that sad old lady, she didn't know. I didn't have the heart, so I gave her $15.
What? She asked for 10 and you gave her 15? Old, ugly, white woman. You big dummy.
Big dummy? $15 for an antique piece?
Well, the only way we're gonna find out if it didn't come from the dime store is take it back to Hollywood. See, they got some shops over there on Western Avenue.
Western Avenue?
Yeah.
No. I'm taking this baby straight to Beverly Hills, man. One of them classy joints where you really get the prices. Yeah. Pop, I got a feeling about this. We gonna hit it big this time. I mean big.
Yes? Oh, I'm sorry. Deliveries are in the rear.
Deliveries? No, we listen, next thing he be calling us boy. Get on out of here, don't
Pop. Look, you don't understand. You see, my partner and I, well, we've got this item here that we're almost positive that you'll
find. Oh, just show him the thing, Lamont.
Oh, very interesting. Where did you get this?
What's it to you?
Why do you ask?
Well, you think we're thieves? Think we stole it? Give him one, Lamont. Give him one across his lips.
Now, look. Well, you don't have to worry. You see, I purchased that item from a woman in Hollywood, and if you want her address, I'll be glad to give it to you.
Well, I wouldn't. I'd be glad to give him one across his lips. Continuously. Listen, we're businessmen. I got a truck outside with my name on it. Sanford and Son. I'm Sanford, and this is Son. You want some identification? Here's some identification for you. Credit cards. Sears Roebuck. Montgomery Ward. J.C. Timmons. Right here. There's my pastor's name and address and phone number. You can go by and see what the Reverend Trimble. Here's my card right here. Exalted ruler of the Wild Moose. Kidding, you want identification? We don't need him, Lamont. Let's get on out of here.
No. Just a moment, please. Please, I'm terribly sorry. You see, we have to ask these questions.
Oh.
You see, this happens to be a very rare piece of mice and porcelain, probably around 1740. It could be the work of J.J. Kendler, the master modeler of that period.
And they sell for a whole lot of money, right?
Yeah, old J.J.
You see, the crossed swords across the bottom are the trademark of the Meissen people.
Oh, yeah, see, the crossed swords, that tells the whole story right there.
Now, I'm prepared to offer you...
That's genuine porcelain.
And that ain't crockery.
$750.
$750 for that?
I think it's a fair price.
$750?
Well, perhaps I could stretch it a little. All right, $850.
$850, we'll take...
No, I don't know now. You see, I'm going to have to discuss this with my partner before we make any definite decisions.
Well, look, this won't take long.
Listen, if he's willing to give us $850 for that, how much is it worth on the open market? Do you know what the markup is on that stuff? If he offers us $850, it's got to be worth twice that. Maybe $2,000-$3,000.
If you can get it. Look, Lamont, you only paid $15 for it. Let's sell it. We'll take it.
Listen, now it's my piece. I found it, and I'm going to put it up for auction. I just decided.
But it's half mine. We're partners, ain't we? And I want to sell. We'll take it.
Listen to me. Now you get your share and a lot more if we do it my way. Now we're going to put that thing up for auction. Now that's what we're going to do.
I'm awfully sorry to take so long here, but you see, my partner and I, well, we've decided not to sell at this particular time. I'm awfully sorry for your time.
I think you're making a terrible mistake.
I think he's making a terrible mistake, too. I told you, Lamont. We'll take it. We'll take it.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? We will continue the auction with lot number 695 in your catalog.
That's us, Pop.
It is a Meissen pastoral scene by J.J. Candler, made in 1743. May I have $400 of this? Thank you. $450? $450. $500. $500 in the front. Thank you so much. $550. $600? $600 in the rear. $650. $650. Thank you so much. May I have $700? Will someone say $700?
I don't hear nobody saying nothing.
They don't. You gotta watch them like hawks. See, they just make signs with their heads and their hands, just little body movements.
Do I hear $700? $700. May I have $700?
You should have took that off at the store, Lamont. You ain't gonna get that much here.
Yes, I will.
$700. Will someone say $700? The gentleman in the rear bid $700. Thank you so much.
What you doing bidding on your own stuff?
Shh. That's the way to get the price up.
$750 in the front. Thank you so much.
See.
May I have $800? Will someone say $800? $800 it is. Thank you so much. Any advance on $800? $825 in the front. Thank you. $850. Do I hear $850? $850 it is. Thank you so much. $875. May I have $875? Will someone give me $875? $875 it is. $900. Will someone give me $900? May I? $900 it is. $925. Do I hear $925? May I have $925? $925 for the... $925 it is. $950. May I have... $950 in the front. Thank you so much. $975. Will someone give me $975? $975 it is. $1,000. May I have $1,000 for this beautifully rendered porcelain?
Well, it's up to you, dummy.
Get away from me, will you? Now, we should have been doing this from the start, and you should have been working the other side of the room.
You should have took the money the guy offered you in the store.
Just get out of here.
Oh, you a big
dummy. Someone offered me $1,000. J.J. Candler made in 1743. Will someone offer me $1,000 for this beautiful mice and porcelain? $1,000. $1,000 it is. $1,100. Will someone give me $1,100? May I have $1,100, please? $1,100 it is. $1,200. $1,200. Do I hear $1,200? $1,200 it is. $1,300. May I have $1,300? $1,300. Will someone offer $1,300? $1,300 it is. $1,500. Who will offer me $1,500?
Go on, it's your turn.
I don't think I want it.
Why not? That looks like a great piece. I don't know that much about antiques, but that's a fine-looking piece. I won't bid anymore, honest.
You sure?
Positive.
$1,500.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You see, I kind of got carried away. Thank you.
$2,000. Thank you. The bid is $2,000. Fair warning, $2,000 going fast, going twice. Sold.
You numbskull. You bungling, fumbling, clumsy, amateurish numbskull. $2,000. You bid $2,000 after I got that jerk standing next to me to take it for $1,500.
Sorry, Lamont. You said that was a way to get the price up, so I was getting the price up.
Who asked you, huh? Now, you don't know nothing about auctions. What do you know about bidding? Who asked you to get into it?
Well, you still got the piece. You just bought it off yourself, that's all.
And what about the 10% commission they charge me, huh? I had to pay them $200 for the privilege of bringing that thing home again. Do you know what that does to our savings account, Pop?
Well, all I can say is I won't be around to bother you much longer.
Start that again.
I mean it. One of these days, I'll be going to join your mother, and you'll be on your own. Old Pop won't be around to spoil things for you. You'll be free. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Don't you come off that, you old faker.
Faker? You call me a faker?
That's right.
Well, I hope I croak tonight. Then it'll be on your conscience. It's all your fault anyway. I told you to take the money in the store the guy offered, but no, you had to have more, more. Give me more. You just greedy.
I don't want to talk about it no
me
more.
Me either.
I still got this piece, and it's going to be my one-way ticket out of here. First thing tomorrow morning, I'm getting out of here.
Well, go ahead. Who needs you? And take this old piece and jump. Slip. It slipped right out of my hand. You know my arthritis. It was an accident, honest.
Bull. Now you dropped that thing because you knew it was going to get me out of here. Now I can't sell it, so I'll have to stay. That's what you was thinking, wasn't you? Well, you're wrong. I'm still getting out of here, and I'm going right now.
Hey, Lamont, listen. Hey, wait a minute, boy. Listen to me. Hey, Lamont. What are you doing?
I just told you I'm leaving. I should have done it a long time ago. I'll be around here tomorrow morning to pick up the rest of my stuff.
But what about my truck? You gonna leave me without my truck? You can't do that to me, would you?
All right, I'll bring this thing back once I'm settled. You get your old truck. You satisfied?
I didn't slip. It slipped right out of my hand. Don't you believe me?
All I know is that you broke it. And besides, I'm sick of the nagging and the arguing and this whole stupid life. You're holding me back here. If I stay here, I'll never get married. I'll never get anywhere. I'll just end up an old broken-down junk dealer like you. Now, I've got to get out of here.
We in business together. We're partners. You don't want to break that up, do you?
Can't you understand the partnership is over?
But if we're not running the business the way you like it, can we talk about it tomorrow?
It's too late for that.
Listen, son, why don't I go inside and fix us some supper? You realize we missed supper? I'll fix us some ham hocks and red beans and some neck bones and rice. And we can watch a little television and turn in. Tomorrow we can talk about it some more. I know you got plans. You got plans. You ought to see them through. And Lord knows, I don't want to stand in your way. So what'll it be, son? The ham hocks or the neck bone?
Hey, Pop, you got my breakfast ready? I don't smell nothing cooking. By the time you read this, I will be with your mother in that great junkyard in the sky. I think it's better this way. I ain't decided how I'm gonna do it. I was gonna use that World War I rifle, but my arm was too short to point it at myself and pull the trigger. I think it's better this way. Hello, operator? Get me the police. Quick, this is an emergency. Don't do it, Pop. Please don't do it. Hello, police? Listen, I just found a note that my father left me. What I'm afraid of is that he's going to do something foolish. That's right, a suicide note. His name is Fred Sanford. What does he look like? He's about 5'8", not too much hair, and oh yeah, did I tell you he's black? Right, put that down, he's black. What? How much does he weigh? I'd say about 180.
193.
You creep. You miserable old creep.
Now, wait a minute, Lamont. I said in the note, I thought it would be better that way, but if you don't think so, I won't do it.